wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
The brothers and sisters of Jesus, we shall consider the brothers and sisters of Jesus our Lord. There are religions that worship a woman and her baby, and they even dare to call a woman Mary and her son Jesus, but they have another Mary and another Jesus of which the Bible warns us. They call their Mary the mother of God, and they worship her as God. The wise men who came from the far east and worshiped Jesus and presented to him alone their gifts could never be members of such a religion, for they gave no gifts or homage to Mary. All was for Jesus, for he is our Emmanuel, that is, God with us. Beware of any religion built on man's deductions. True Christianity is founded on divine revelation, the Bible. A religion of man's imagination goes like this. There must be a place called purgatory, for some people are not good enough for heaven and not bad enough for hell, so God must have a middle place. Then they commercialize their purgatory, even though it is not mentioned in the Bible, and is only their deductions and imagination. And so they have another Mary, whom they claim must have risen from the dead the same as Jesus did. When we ask, where do you get that? They say that since none can find Mary's tomb, she must have risen to heaven. For this they have no historic fact and not a line of God's revelation. But it denies the Bible, which says, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. After Christ's resurrection, none shall rise to go bodily into heaven until Jesus comes again. Mary, as Paul and John and all others, must wait till then. Of the Bible, Mary, we know that she was a virgin, having never known man, and she gave birth to a son who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, a divine miracle. That son was rightly called the Son of God. Mary was honored by God, chosen to be the mother of Jesus Christ, and as such she is to be called blessed by all generations. This honor we gladly give to the Bible, Mary, just as we honor John the Baptist as the greatest prophet and Paul as the apostle to the Gentiles. We honor the Lord's servants whom he honors, but it would be devilishly wicked to exalt them to being God and to pray to them. When a religion so sets up a woman, even though they steal the Bible name and call her Mary, our fidelity to the living God demands that we expose them. And to further make a goddess of their Mary, they say that after Jesus' birth, she never gave birth to any children. Surely their Mary cannot be the Mary of God's Word, for of the Bible, Mary, we read that Jesus' birth was before they came together, and that Joseph took Mary as his wife and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son. The Bible thus marks the time of their being separate and the time of their living as husband and wife by the birth of Jesus. Of the Bible, Mary and Joseph, we read of their children, for our Lord had four brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, as named in the Bible, and at least two sisters. Of course, they were only half-brothers, for Joseph was not the father of our Savior, but as Mary was his real mother, so she was the actual mother of those four boys and two girls. After the birth of Jesus, Mary was a real wife to Joseph, and she knew motherhood as a real mother in the holiest state of marriage. This was not sinful on her part, nor on Joseph's, for it was appointed by the angel of the Lord. As Enoch walked with God, and as Noah walked with God, they both begat children, and so did Mary. To deny that Mary had other children, a religion must defy the Holy Scriptures and make the very words of our Lord Jesus a lie. In the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit speaks of James, the Lord's brother.
And our Lord Jesus, in speaking to God his Father, called Mary his mother 3 times, and spoke of her other children, saying, I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. My brethren, my mother's children. His word denounces that other Mary, and he declares that the true Mary was his mother, and she had other children, his brethren. My zeal to expose that false Mary is born of my love for my Lord and his word. We cannot honor the Bible Mary without denouncing the Mary of false religions, just as we cannot honor the Christ without warning of the many antichrists of these last days, as Peter, Paul, and John did. Then bear with me as I seek to the honor of my Lord Jesus and of his real mother, and tell you of his actual brothers and sisters. Like some of you, I had brothers and sisters, and they knocked me around. I needed it, though sometimes it was hard to take. Our Lord grew up in a family alive with boys and girls, and he knew all such experiences. As a real boy, he ate, he slept, he worked, and he suffered need, for the family was large and poor. Because his very goodness condemned them, and he would not fight back, his brothers knocked him about. He was a real boy, and yet he was different. When our Lord preached his Sermon on the Mount, he was preaching what he had lived for 30 years in Nazareth. When he said, I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. James, his brother, couldn't say, Jesus, you didn't do that. They all knew he had lived just that way. When he taught them to trust in God for their daily needs and not to be anxious, Mary could well remember how often when Joseph and she worried over their poverty, Jesus had said to her, Mother, God has not failed to care for us all these years. Let us trust him now. The family had all noticed that Jesus always obeyed his mother and even his stepfather, Joseph. And Jesus always told the truth, the whole truth. If Joseph wanted to know about any of his children, he knew he would get the whole truth from Jesus, and for this his brothers abused him the more. In the carpenter's shop, his brothers griped at all the hard work, and in the house his sisters fussed about their poverty. But our Lord was thankful, cheerful, and comforting. What a difference to them, and to us too. Our Lord awakened early in the morning for God his Father to teach him the Holy Scriptures. Day and night he meditated in God's word, and thus he grew in wisdom and in stature. He who knew all things emptied himself of knowledge so as to be taught of his Father and to learn by the Scriptures. What a marvelous Savior we do have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And he was never sick. No matter what contagious disease hit the town or family, it never touched him. And yet, while never sick himself, he was so mindful of others in their distresses. He bore the pain of their sicknesses in his tender compassion. What does all this add up to? In all these experiences, our Lord was being prepared by his Father for his earthly ministry soon to follow, and also to fit him for his present ministry in heaven for us as our compassionate intercessor. As we approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, we see Jesus is there. Jesus, who learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus, who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities and who is tempted in all points as we are, but not in sin. For he is and always was the Holy Son of God, who could not sin. He could no more sin than God could tell lies. God, who cannot lie. And our Lord worked harder than all others. He was a born worker. He could say, My Father worketh, and I work. Cheerfully he mastered every snag in the work, and with God-given wisdom, he answered every customer, always glorifying God his Father at the carpenter's bench. When he made a yoke for an ox, it perfectly fit, for he made the ox as well as the yoke. The Creator became the yoke maker. No wonder in his preaching he said, Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. His was never a galling yoke. Then came the day when Joseph died. Many scriptures indicate that this occurred before our Lord's public ministry. Mary sobbed, My dear husband is dead. But our Lord would answer, No, mother, he is alive. Our God is a living God. Remember how he said to Moses at the burning bush, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Mary was amazed. and to relieve her mind as to the family needs, he would have said, "I will take over the shop and work harder," and he did. Then one day the news came to Nazareth of a strange man, John the Baptist they called him, how he was preaching in the wilderness, and though he denounced their sins, yet the people came from the towns and cities to hear him. Jesus' brothers went to see that strange man. Then Jesus had a heart-to-heart talk with his mother. "Mother, you know who I am. I am God's son, and the time has come for me to do my Father's work. I must leave you now and go forth to preach the gospel and to reveal myself as the Christ, the Savior. I will see you again, but not for some time. James can run the shop. Don't worry. Remember what the angel and Simeon told you about me. A sword shall pierce through thine own soul also. It is now to be fulfilled. My love, mother, I will not forget you." We turn now to Jordan. John has called on all to repent of their sins, and if they meant to turn to God, to come and be baptized in Jordan, confessing their sins. Our Lord's brothers didn't like that kind of preaching. As they see the publicans and sinners in deep repentance enter Jordan, they gasp, for they see Jesus following them. James said, "Look at him. He will disgrace our family." And they scorned him. But when John saw Jesus, he said, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" As they see John put Jesus under Jordan's waters of judgment, the heavens glowed with a great light as God's glory broke through. And down from heaven there came the Holy Spirit like a dove on Jesus. And God cries out, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." John is so overcome with joy, he cried, "This is he of whom I spake. Behold, the Lamb of God who bears away the sin of the world." As the people are so stunned and amazed, Jesus quietly disappears in the crowd. His brothers seek him, but cannot find him. So they return home, and they tell Mary all that happened. Her heart is moved with deep joy, for she did believe in Jesus. But his brothers did not. And though God bore such testimony to him, yet they scorned him. Neighbor, do you, like Mary, believe in him as your Savior? And like John, do you point others to him as the Lamb of God? Or are you like those brothers of our Lord, of whom the Bible had to say, "For neither did his brethren believe in him"? God has given to you the full light of the gospel to lead you to Jesus Christ, his Son, for you to receive him as your Lord and Savior. Don't turn away, but confess, "My Lord and my God," and make a complete surrender to him as your Lord to obey and your Savior to trust. You shall then find what a wonderful Savior is Jesus our Lord. As the Holy Spirit seeks to lead you to repentance, may you now fall on your face before Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the man on the throne in heaven, and cry, "Lord Jesus, I'm lost. I'm wicked. I need to be changed. I need thee. I call on thy name to save me now." Now for a final word. It was indeed wonderful for those brothers and sisters of Jesus to be born of the same woman, Mary, who was the mother of our Lord and their real mother too. But this was a natural birth, and this you and I could never know. But here is something far more wonderful, and this you and I can experience. It is to be born of God and to be made children of God. This is not a natural birth, but a spiritual birth, born of the Spirit of God. It is experienced as one received Jesus Christ as his own Lord and Savior. When I received him, he received me to be one of his own redeemed people and to be in his church, which is the bride of Christ, the nearest and dearest place to our Lord Jesus Christ. This is more than had I, like the brothers and sisters of Jesus, been raised in the same home and family as was our blessed Lord. Tell me, have you had this personal experience with Jesus Christ? So you can say, "I am my Lord's, and he's my Lord and Savior." This experience is more wonderful than any angel could ever know. We have nothing to do with our natural birth, and so no natural birth will put one in heaven or consign one to hellfire. But since we have to do with our spiritual birth, it being accomplished by God only as we make our own choice and decision, we thereby seal our eternal doom in hellfire, or our acceptance into God's heaven. I plead with you to take no rest until you know that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ and you have been born of God, God's child, and one with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now his word, obey. Swing the heart's door widely open.